Nathan Exelby joins me. How are you, Nathan?
Really well, thanks, Sean.
That's good. What's the weather looking like? I mean, we keep seeing radar reports that it's going to come down. They're talking Armageddon and all this rubbish, but give us the honest report.
Well, it's not Armageddon at the moment, but there's definitely no signs of it clearing. I spoke to Jim Roberts a short time ago, and they'd had sort of just short of 20 mils up until then. Overnight, the track's back to a 7. Look, there's no doubt at all it's going to get into the heavy range. And the key to the meeting, Sean, is what happens tomorrow. Doomben will cope with a lot of rain today, but then if you get the rain on race day, that's when it becomes a problem. If you think back to a few weeks, there was the flooding situation here in southeast Queensland, and it was, but they ended up racing at Doomben and got back to a heavy 8 or something on the Saturday. So you can handle the wet, but the rain, but you just don't want it on race day. So.
All right. Now, what have you found for us?
Obviously, looking for wet trackers. We'll start in race 8, Sean. I think number 5, Yulman. I'm pretty keen on this horse. Seems the Kiwi Splurge is going to be the one punters come for. It's firmed up this week and is certainly a genuine wet tracker. But Yulman won on the heavy there at Warrnambool, and he was most impressive. I was surprised he was very easy in the market that day. So that suggests that there's more improvement to come from this horse. His horse 2 years ago was the one that ran second to Winks up here in the Sunshine Coast Guineas that started off her long winning sequence. And I felt that he came of age in the spring, and his first up win there at Warrnambool said that he's come back even better this time around. So I'm happy to back Yulman to beat the favourite there, Splurge, in the BRC sprint.
All right. What else can you find?
Race 6, number 3, Dawn Wall. It looks the betting says it's a two-horse race, Dawn Wall and Ken Edna. Dawn Wall struck a heavy track in the Vinery Stakes there, but this is a much easier race than the Vinery. And I think she's more seasoned now too. I liked what she did at the Gold Coast. She was given a gun ride by Hugh Bowman there, but she was 42 days between runs. So I think that there's probably more improvement to come from her. I think she'll go forward. She'll be forward of Canada in the run here and around Doom, and that's a big advantage. So happy to be in her corner again, race 6, number 3, Dawn Wall.
Right, anything else stand out?
I think Articus is a good gamble in the Cup, Sean. It was pretty even Hollandale this year, I thought. It's somewhat just sort of scraped in there. There was a couple of hard luck stories behind him. Articus comes through a different route. I thought he was most impressive there at Flemington. He rounded them up. He got a little bit tired late, but he was entitled to. And now he's got that win under the belt. Wet track is a big tick for him. I think he's the way to go in the Doomben Cup.
Nathan, finally, for people doing form at the moment for tomorrow, would you just suggest look for the Mad Muddies, the heavies?
Yeah, I just can't see any way that this track will be anything but heavy and well into the heavy range there tomorrow.
It's incredible what it's copped over the last year or so, isn't it, Doomben?
It is. It's stood up to it time and time again. But as you know, in Sydney, you put on a racing carnival and the rains come. So it's an unfortunate thing, but it's what we're dealt with.
Yeah, that's it. The hand we got to cop. Good luck tomorrow. Good to catch up.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Sean.
Nathan X will be joining us there. Simon Denopoulos now from Racing and Sports. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I am well. Looking forward to your winners. What have you found for Sid Race Hill tomorrow?
Looking at Doomben, Cozzy.
Oh, Doomben, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right. I had a look at the Race Hill car. Looked pretty, hopefully, bit more depth up in Brisbane, so we'll go that way. Taking on Exley in the Roses, though, with Cadetta from the Darren Weir stable in race 6. Just think she's a really nice filly moving forward. Obviously, looked a two-horse race at the current market, and they do look to hold an edge at the ratings. She was very good when only narrowly beaten in the Swept Soak last start behind Eggtart. And I think Eggtart does have the edge on Dawn Wall, obviously from the Chris Wallace stable. And just that testing track, I think the fact Cadenda's had that recent run at 2,000 metres. Places are in good stead on Saturday. Of the 15 lining up, 13 are stepping up in trips. So it's going to be a real test. I think Cadenda's edge, just with that recent run at the 2,000 metres, is definitely going to help. And by not a single doubt, she'll have no trouble with the wet track. She's placed in 2 or 3 attempts on the wet. She'll get a nice run in transit, and she repeats what she did last start. Expect her to be very hard to beat. So race 6, number 2, Cadenda.
All right, what else have you got?
Yeah, looking at the Doomben Cup, obviously a good race on paper. With the Darren Weir camp, but not with the market, essentially. With Amelie Starr, 5-year-old mare who looks to come back in good order. She returned from a very lengthy break, 560 days off the scene. She was very promising prior to that when previously trained by Peter Moody. She won the Colin Stephen by 3 lengths prior to her lengthy break. I think she's come back in good order. She hit the line well first up at Warrnambool, and then she was game at Flemington over 1,800 metres. And then a class just pulled their last start when winning the Queen of the South Stakes. She's had that solid grounding and now steps up to 2,000 metres, which will certainly suit. She's got no concerns with the wet track on Saturday. Admittedly, she is taking a big step up in grade, but I think she is a mare of plenty of promise. She's placed in 8 of 11 starts, and just like the way Darren Weir's brought her on slowly this time in, I think it's certainly been a target race for her. Admittedly, a stablemate Articus will be hard to beat. He was very impressive last start at Flemington. But I think Emily Starr, she'll run a good race at that sort of around that $10 mark. She gets right running trans for John Allen. Expect her to be right there at the finish. So race 7, number 16, Emily Starr.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, in the last, Sean, same as Nathan Exelby, with Ullman. I loved his win first up at Warrnambool. He was very good winning the Wongoom on a testing heavy track, and he was just dominant over 1,200 metres. And as Nathan touched on, the market was certainly steering away from him on that occasion. If you listen to Darren Weir in the pre-race, he was very confident his horses needed a run in that case. So for the fact for him to do that first up suggests he'll definitely improve further on Saturday, and I think he is well-placed at the weight. He looks to get a nice run in transit, and the step up in triple certainly suits, as he'll have no concerns with a heavy track. I do respect the Kiwi Splurge. Looked a very promising horse. Had it down to a race in two, but just at the price. Happy to be with Ullman. I thought he'd be hard to beat in the last. And if it is going to chop up, it's going to be very testing, and he'll certainly be hard to beat with that fitness run on his side. So race 8, number 5, Ullman.
All right, so your three are?
Yeah, race 6, number 2, Kanedna. Race 7, number 16, Amelie Starr. And race 8, number 5, Ullman.
Good on you, Simon. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Thanks, Cozzy. All the best, Ta.